Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light sublime. The Bible stands though the hills may tumble.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Today, we'll be looking at Colossians chapter 3, verse 18. I have titled this section, It's Only Fitting. It's Only Fitting. Now, let me ask you to call others up to listen into this. This is probably going to be one of those controversial ones where at home, some are going to get mad about it, others are going to be happy about it, and it may cause some problems. And that's not our purpose, to cause you problems. But my friend, our purpose is to tell the truth of Jesus Christ and of His Word. And so often, the truth will separate like a sword between the spirit and the soul, between the bones and the marrow. And we find that might be true here today with Colossians chapter 3, verse 18, as we continue in this study. When you send financial support, if you send it to this ministry, we do not want you to send it that which would belong to your local church. And by that I mean the tithe. Your first 10% of your earnings goes to your local church. Anything above a tithe is an offering. And so if you send an offering unto the Lamp and Light Ministries, everything that you give goes right back into this ministry. No one makes any money off of it. This is something that I do on my own. And also Dick Vaught, who does such a tremendous job in breaking this down each message and dividing it up for us and doing the many things that he does this all free. And so, my friend, this money does not go to us. It just goes right back into the radio ministry. And we determine where we're going to have this radio ministry by what comes in. For an example, if we're in one area and we get no letters, we get no financial support, we get nothing at all from there, then more than likely, if things get real tight, that's the place we'll drop first. And then we'll continue to broadcast in those areas where we're getting correspondence. And we know that people are listening, and we know that the teaching of the Word is having a benefit in that area. So we just ask you to consider us and think about that and pray for this ministry. Again, we do not ask for the tithe that belongs to your local church, and we don't ask you to listen to the Lamp and Light broadcast in place of going to church. Your first responsibility is to be in the house of the Lord. Now, we do tape these broadcasts. Every broadcast, you can buy it on a CD, and for a gift of $5, if you'll mention, for example, this message that we're starting today, Colossians 3:18, it's only fitting. If you'll mention the text or the title and what radio station you heard this message, and write us with that gift, indicate you want the CD, we will mail that to you as soon as we are able. And we'll get that out to you, and you'll have that, so that if you miss a day, or if you heard a day and you just want to have that on, it spoke to your heart and you want to have it on hand, then you just write us and let us know, and we'll mail that to you. I also have a booklet that when people write me the first time, I mail them this booklet called Building Blocks, Things About the Christian Life, and I'll mail that to you just for writing. You don't even have to send money, okay? Again, this ministry is not about money. It's about getting out the Word of God. And we choose Christian stations over just any radio station. We choose to broadcast only through Christian stations. As a matter of fact, I try to stick with Christian radio stations that are fundamental and true to the Word of God, because we don't want to in any way to get on a radio station that we might sound like that we're endorsing something that might be false doctrine. So therefore, that's why we do this in the matter in which we do it. Okay, Colossians chapter 3 and verse 18. There we read, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord." Colossians, the first two chapters, laid out for us the doctrine of Christ. Chapter 3 tells us what our conduct is to be as a result. Now, most people, as they look at chapter 3, would agree that verses 5, 8, and 9, although they're negative, they would agree that, yes, these are right things, these negative commandments, and yes, we should adhere to these negative commandments. And most would agree to the positive commandments that are in verses 12 through 14. In addition, we would especially agree that whatever you do, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But all of a sudden, the next few verses draws more anger, rebellion, and reaction in today's world among far too many Christians. It's like the old saying, you've quit preaching and you've gone to meddling. Yet after laying all this groundwork, he fires out in rapid order the commands through the rest of the chapter. For some, it is perhaps a great test of whether or not theirs are just words when they say, "I love the Lord," or if it's a real love. Because the Bible says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." And so when Jesus said to keep his commandments, and Jesus is the living word, the Bible is the written word, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord," is also a command that shows your love for Jesus as you obey it. You see, if these commands anger you, your problem is a spiritual problem. And unfortunately, this problem seems to prevail in America today. Now, verse 18, let's look at that again. "Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands." Let us look at that word submit. It comes from an old military figure defined as to line up under, or to subject yourselves in a specialized way. Now, there is no hint of inferiority, but a matter of authority and responsibility in the home. Wives are to be in a habitual subjection to their husbands with an implicit trust. However, this is something that is voluntary. It's not forced by a demanding despot. In Galatians chapter 3, verses 27 and 28, it shows that we are equal in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. Now we see a verse like that, and we say, well, what do you mean we're all one? Well, there are differences, okay? This is not looking at our differences. For example, there's a difference between the sexes, okay? Now, as much as we try to say they're equal, men are not going to have babies, okay? That's just not something that happens naturally, okay? It's just not going to happen whether we're equal or not. And so there's some things that you just can't change about God's law. But there's an equality in our standing before the Lord. In Christianity, women became free and equal to their husbands in many ways. In Colossae, where most men had been bred and reared, well, the wives were regarded little more than slaves or chattels. The danger was that they might take this freedom beyond the limitations that God had placed when he appointed man as head over the woman. And you see, there were problems in the marital relationship as a result. You ever see a police car as you enter a 35-mile-an-hour zone? Well, out of wisdom, you make sure that you're only going 35. Does that policeman's presence make me an inferior person to him? Of course not. However, I still must submit to the speed limit. If a light is green, but that policeman stands there and his hand is up saying stop, I must submit to him. Now, if I'm a multimillionaire driving a $75,000 car, now, please let me make it clear, I am far from being a multimillionaire, and the vehicle I drive is far, far, far from being a $75,000 car. But even if I'm a multimillionaire and I drive a $75,000 car, I'm very well educated, I must still submit to the policeman. Not because he's superior to me, but because of his position. And that is the same in the husband and wife relationship. To function properly, there must be order, and everything needs a person in the position of leadership or authority. God ordained three institutions for man: the home, the government, and the church. He wrote stipulations about obedience. He warned against rebellion in any of those areas. The first mission field for the Christian is the home. We aren't just to talk our religion. We're to live it. The living it starts at home. The marriage unit consists of two people with two distinct personalities. That relationship of equality with distinctly different personalities calls for one to be the head. And that belongs to the man, and that belongs to him by the ordinance of God. In Ephesians 5:23, it says, "For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church and is the Savior of the body." In other words, if you're a lady and you don't think that Christ should be the head of the church, then you probably don't think your husband should be the head of the home. But if you do think that Christ is the head of the church, he says, even as Christ is the head of the church and the Savior of the body, the husband is to be the head of the wife. Now, my friend, that's the Word of God, and that's straight from the Bible. I knew a lady who was very smart. She had a college education. She was a school teacher. Now, her husband, I believe, got a diploma at the bottom of his high school class, and that is about all the education he could handle. Clearly, she had a superior intellect and skills in many areas. Yet, as I witnessed that home, the man was the head of that home, and it was easy to see it was not because he was superior, but it was because it was fit in the Lord.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.